This podcast is brought to you by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. New year, new hobbies, and everything is better with Raycon Wireless Earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is that you cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture.
Okay.
They're the same picture.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
Unchained and unstoppable.
A lot of people have drank the poison of white supremacy, and that's what Donald Trump represents.
Did you mean for all those words to come out together, or did they just fall out randomly?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Good Lord, I don't know who is more embarrassing to Boston University, AOC or Ayanna Pressley. At least Ayanna Pressley doesn't claim to have a degree. AOC have drunk? I mean, come on. I know grammar isn't a real big thing in American society anymore, but you are a congresswoman, you know. 844-500-4242. Let's see. 207. Funny, Howie, unless I have the wrong, looked it up wrong, nothing in Wikipedia about the Kennedy consideration of D'Alessandro. We'll try to figure out a way to text that, tweet that out so you can see it. I mean, the thing is, it's funny because she actually has a picture of herself. It looks like she's in a prom dress with JFK. She ran into him at, some kind of a formal event. And she was a teenager at the time, I guess, or in her early 20s, and or maybe in her early 30s or 40s. But she has a picture of herself with JFK. I wonder if he asked her, is your father really mobbed up there? I rather doubt it. You know, it's interesting because everybody knows that JFK, his father was mobbed up, and nobody really seems to hold it against him all that much, you know? Why is it? Why does Twitter want to protect Nancy Pelosi as well? All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Lovey, I deserve the credit for Phil Belichick turning down that Medal of Freedom. When I heard that deplorable Donald Trump had offered it, I called Boston Patriots owner John Shaft, and I said if he accepted it, I'd cancel my season tickets at Sullivan Stadium and personally throw that medal over the White House fence. So let's not get silly here.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I like the way you got John Shaft in there. John Shaft. Who's the black private detective that's a sex machine with all the women? John Shaft. I guess Bob Kraft doesn't want to be compared to John Shaft. Not after the unpleasantness up in Jupiter last year.
Joe Biden said he wouldn't comment on impeachment, but he does enjoy a good cobbler.
We have a cut, though, of Joe Biden from last October, and he was talking about what happens at Trump rallies. Here, cut 23.
These white supremacist Nazi sympathizers carrying Nazi flags, using the exact same jargon used, anti-Semitic jargon used as it was used in Germany in the 30s.
That was a denunciation of Trump and his supporters, yet somehow they never use that on mainstream media. I wonder why, huh? All right. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And we're old enough to remember a time when social media accounts like Twitter and Facebook were available to all users and allowed open conversations. A time when you could also choose Parler or Gab as your platform. How quickly times have changed.
If Donald Trump declassifies all the UFO information, will we find out where all these Democrats came from?
Again, you know, it was kind of put out there, not with a lot of fanfare, that the CIA was supposedly declassifying everything. That would be a good poll question, Taylor. Do you believe the CIA declassified everything it knew about UFOs? I think that would be one of those 99-to-1 questions.
I think it's about time they put a portrait of the Supreme Court on a carton of milk.
Yeah, paging John Roberts. Paging John Roberts. Yeah. Had Mike Pence thrown out the electoral slates, though, from those six states, the Supreme Court would have leaped into action. No question about it. 917 says, how many drinks do you think AOC had to throw out of her bar when she was a bartender? Yeah, as a bartender, you would think she would know how to decline. Is that the word, decline? The verb drink, to drink. Drink, drunk, drank. That's how it works. At least that's how it worked back in the day when I was in high school.
I don't think this remote learning is giving our kids a good education. My son thinks the three branches of the government are Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter.
Hey, I think your son's on to something. I think these big tech oligarchs have a lot more power than anybody has ever had in American history. And I know they don't produce any goods or services. They don't produce oil or tobacco or steel. But still, they have more clout than Carnegie or Buck Duke or John D. Rockefeller or anybody else ever had.
Wow, Howie. I never thought that I would see Democrats in the House try to impeach president as a standing headline.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, I don't really think a lot of people are paying attention to it. I go online and I look, and is there any kind of running commentary anywhere on this? No, because it's all just a bad rerun. It's like ESPN Classics. Do they still have ESPN Classics where they rebroadcast the old games? Why don't they just rebroadcast the last time they tried to do this? Conjugate. It's not decline. There's a conjugate or decline. I don't know. I guess you decline nouns in Latin. Yeah, conjugate. That's what I mean. Conjugating on the common, as Mumbles Menino used to say.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Parler.
Parler who? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's about the way it is for Parler right now. I hope they get back on sooner rather than later.
After I hear those moonbat Democrats talk, I need mental floss.
Yeah, we got to play the cut after the break from this guy from New York talking about accusing President Trump of dispatching his mob to assassinate Pence and Pelosi. I'm going to guess that he is not going to be deplatformed by Twitter. I'll go out on a limb. I got a hunch. I'll bet a bunch.
All this censorship didn't get rid of all those "not my president" signs. I found a new home for all of them.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, Howie. This is Jimmy Stewart calling. So James Clyburn wants a new national anthem? Well, the way the Democrats are moving against free speech, it'll have to be an instrumental.
603 says, drink, drank drunk is the correct conjugation of the verb to drink, and you were laughing at her. Yeah, I am, because she said have drank. It would be have drunk, not have drank. It's like, say, you know, go, went, gone. And some people say I've went to the store in the past. It's I've gone to the store in the past. I guess you just call it an irregular verb, right? I think that's the way you describe it, an irregular verb. But she's an irregular congresswoman.
You'd think stealing the election would have eased their Trump infection. Yet they still are feeling ill. TDS has no cure, not even his ejection.
Exactly. Yeah, Trump derangement syndrome. It's incurable. Totally incurable. There is no vaccine. There is no therapeutic. Dr. Fauci, even St. Anthony can't do anything about TDS.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night. Any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 Eastern Time, every weekday afternoon. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more, go to Chopped Chumps. We post the messages that didn't make what you just heard at around 7 o'clock every night. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And we're old enough to remember a time when social media accounts like Twitter and Facebook were available to all users and allowed open conversations. A time when you could also choose Parler or Gab as your platform. How quickly times have changed.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Parler.
Parler who? Hello? Hello?
617. My, how far we've come. We all shrugged when Alex Jones was deplatformed in 2018. 2 years later, Twitter took out the President of the United States. Yeah, it's the old, you know, that old saying, first they came for the Jews, and I said nothing. Then they came for the gypsies, and I said nothing, et cetera, et cetera. So now they've come for not just Donald Trump, but all of his supporters. They've come for, I think, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, General Michael Flynn, and God only knows who else. But they haven't come for any of the leftists who are spewing hatred nonstop 24/7 on Twitter. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year sale and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's New Year sale with code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you plan on leaving Twitter?
I do, yes, I do. Not instantaneously, but I do plan to, yes.
65% say they've never been on Twitter, but 33% say they'll leave.
And 2% are going to remain. All right, 844-500-4242. People are correcting me, saying that AOC was correct when she said, I mean, her comments were insane, but that she was grammatically correct. She was not grammatically correct. She said have drank. That's not grammatically correct. It's have drunk. Okay, we'll play it one more time. So I'm tired of getting texts about it. Cut one.
A lot of people have drank the poison of white supremacy. And that's what Donald Trump represents, just is. And if at this point you haven't recognized that and you don't see it, maybe you have a lot of work to do too.
Good Lord. 844-500-4242. We told you I got a text saying that there's a sign at a restaurant, or two, I guess there are two signs on different sides of the restaurant, and they say Charlie Baker, take 25% off your pay. So we started looking around for that, and one of our listeners texted us a picture, and he's given us permission to use it on the website. So we're going to tweet it out, we'll tweet it out and we'll put it on the website. I wonder if you think that can get through. Probably most of the people in Silicon Valley, the social justice warriors, don't even know who the hell Charlie Baker is. They probably think he's Charlie Parker because that's what Joe Biden calls him. But, you know, it's the Lionville Tavern in Halifax, Mass. This is a great thing. And I was afraid that it would only be a hand-lettered sign, you know, taped to the plexiglass above the bar, but it's actually a nice, professionally done sign. And my only complaint about the sign is, shouldn't it be Charlie Parker takes 75% off your pay? Since
it says 25% of your pay.
Oh, take 75 of your
take
pay.
Take 25% of your pay.
Oh, okay, of your pay. Okay, I didn't see it closely enough. We've got some problems down here today we're dealing with. Take 25% of your pay. So it's a perfect sign. It's a wonderful sign. I love the Lionville Tavern in Halifax, Massachusetts. You know what? If the Massachusetts Restaurant Association was doing anything for its membership, they would be mass producing those signs and giving them to every one of their members that remains. All, 63 or 62% of them that are left that haven't gone out of business or into hibernation. We just tweeted it out. So if you haven't left Twitter yet, it might be a good thing to look at. Let's put it up on the website, too, so people can see it at HowieCarShow.com. It's the sign of the day. And Taylor has talked to the owner of the restaurant, and we're going to have her on tomorrow night to discuss this. This is good stuff. And I'm glad to see people are finally restaurateurs are finally fighting back here a little bit. You know, I understand, you know, you have to deal with town permits to operate a restaurant and state permits controlled by Charlie Parker from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. It's tough. They've got a lot of ways to come back and harass you and hamstring your businesses. But this is a good one. Charlie Parker, take 25% of your pay. It sums it up perfectly, doesn't it? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And we're going to take some of your calls when we come back here. And we got some more cuts to play as well. And President Trump has been impeached. The Chump Line caller was right. It's now a standing headline. Trump impeached. And it doesn't mean anything, does it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-413. How quickly everyone forgot about senators being harassed in the streets of D.C. by the mobs not long ago, i.e. Rand Paul and his wife. They haven't forgotten about it, I'll tell you that. You think about Rand Paul. Rand Paul was on the softball field, or the baseball field, excuse me, in was it Alexandria, Virginia, when the Bernie bro, a peaceful protester, opened fire with his rifle and almost killed Congressman Steve Scalise at a congressional Republican baseball practice. Then A few months later, Rand Paul, who wasn't hit, unlike Scalise and several other people, by the Bernie bro, he gets assaulted by this social justice warrior Moonbat neighbor of his in Newport, Kentucky, a guy who's originally from New Bedford, another physician. And he gets a collapsed lung and broken ribs. And then the Obama judge doesn't even sentence the guy to jail. They had to get him resentenced elsewhere. And then he goes to the acceptance speech by the president after he takes the Republican nomination. He made the speech at the White House, and when he leaves, he gets all assaulted verbally, certainly, with his wife leaving. I mean, talk about, he's had a lot more violence than AOC and all these crybabies in the House. I mean, again, I condemn the riot, whatever happened. But, you know, Rand Paul has had, Rand Paul has actually been in a form of combat. He was fired upon, and he was almost killed by this nut Democrat neighbor of his in Kentucky, and he was harassed. And he's not singing the blues here, is he? 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is someone says Lionville Tavern will be getting a surprise visit soon from the ABCC, Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, just like when the town of Yarmouth decided not to have the Board of Health enforce Charlie's edicts. And people, I guess some licensees were suspended then. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, I just want to read a story from the UK. There was a British general back in the 19th century fought in Africa. His name was Redvers Buller. Not to be confused with Ferris Bueller. Redvers Buller. There's a big statue of him in Exeter, the United Kingdom. It's in the southwest part of the country. And now they want to take the statue down, the woke people, the Black Lives Matter people, for they have a Black Lives Matter chapter in Exeter, England. And they say that the statue represents the patriarchal structure of empire, and that the feelings of women, transgender, and non-binary people must be recognized. I don't know what General Redvers Buller has to do with non-binary people. But the statue somehow, according to the study group in the UK, impacts anyone who, quote, does not define themselves in binary gender terms. Now, how could they make General Redvers Buller, who's probably been dead for 120 years, acceptable to those who do not define themselves in binary gender terms? I don't know. I'm raising that as a point of discussion here. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
I was calling to talk about lockdowns, Howie, but could I make a comment about the President Trump being impeached just now?
Yes.
I look forward with bright anticipation to President Kamala Harris being impeached twice by a Republican-controlled House on the basis of equally specious grounds.
I know, apparently you can now be impeached for exercising your own First Amendment rights as an American citizen. That's an impeachable, is it a high crime or a misdemeanor, Monique? Because that's what the Constitution says.
It's got to be both, I'm sure, in this case. Because he's a white man, you know, for sure, you know.
Right. It's just so absurd. They've defining the crime down. They did it enough with the Ukrainian phone call, which even the guy who was apparently the source said that the transcription that they put out after the fake news stories broke about how he was trying to shake down the new Ukrainian president. Even the guy who leaked the story and who spoke Ukrainian said, yeah, the transcript was accurate. That's all that was in the transcript. And as Trump said, the, the phone call was a perfect phone call. Maybe it wasn't perfect. What is a perfect phone call? But you know what he meant. It was not a criminal phone call. 844-500-4242. So as 617 says, who is the only president in history to be impeached twice? That's what this is all about, really. This is for the history books. But what they don't seem to realize is that they've made impeachment meaningless by resorting to this level. I mean, this is like arresting somebody and then just throwing him in, not in jail till he can plead out at the district court level and then get moved up to Supreme. This is like just taking somebody, arresting him and throwing him in prison. Where was the trial? Where were the hearings? And why do you do this? Does the federal Justice Department, as corrupt as it is and has been and will be in the future, do they ever try people who are dead? I mean, he's going to be out of office. It's the equivalent of a political death as of next week. I mean, okay, theoretically he can come back, but you can't remove somebody from an office they don't hold. What's to stop them from impeaching you or me? We're not president either. And we didn't do anything either. But Trump has been impeached. 844-500-4242. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. Hey, you're forgetting about the biggest racist monument of all, DNC headquarters.
Yeah, they have quite a record going back to the days of secession and the Ku Klux Klan. You know who was on those cannons when they bombed Fort Sumter in 1861? Those were all Democrats. There wasn't a single Republican on those crews.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine who was in D.C. January 6th, Wednesday, and he had his car with him. So he actually drove straight from the Trump rally to Congress. He didn't have to walk the mile. So he got an early glimpse of them letting a lot of these people in. And a lot of these guys were covered head to toe with black, and so they couldn't be identified by surveillance cameras. And the other thing I wanted to mention is John Solomon wrote a really good article called Rush to Judgment you might want to check out.
Yeah.
It has to do with two FBI departments having advance notice of violence
right.
at the Capitol. So
right. That's
it
justthenews.com. Justthenews.com. And they say they started letting them in while Trump was still speaking. So the timeline doesn't quite work, but you know they're going around, they're rounding people up. The FBI raided a Cleveland school teacher's home. A firefighter in Sanford, Florida, was arrested, and he had to post $25,000 bail. And again, if they did something wrong, go ahead, prosecute them. But where is the, isn't there disparate treatment? Are we supposed to be concerned about disparate treatment in the criminal justice system? Were they going after the Antifa people like this? The Black Lives Matter people like this? I don't believe they were. There's a story in the New York Daily News, a left-wing rag. The FBI last night arrested one of the Proud Boys in Queens. And the guy, he has a Hispanic name, a Spanish name. So I'm guessing he's one of these Hispanic white supremacists, like the leader of the group, who's a black Cuban, who's a white supremacist, according to the mainstream media. And the neighbors said that that the FBI had a tank when they ran this guy down. And, you know, people are disputing that it wasn't really a tank. It was an armored vehicle. But again, I mean... What do they think they were dealing with here? Roger Stone, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn? They're really going after these people a lot harder than they go after their own. Has Comey, Strzok, Clapper, Brennan, have they been brought to justice? No, they haven't, obviously. Thanks for the call, Steve. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
So I wasn't at the rally, but I did happen to make a comment as to what I'm seeing on a post on a site, and I basically said that I believe there's a witch hunt going on after Trump supporters. So I get this little post back that said, I'm un-American, I'm un- or anti-military for my beliefs pretty much, and this is about sedition. So I counted it back, and I said, if we really want to get into things that have gone on, I said, how about we have fair justice for all, including the people that have been burning down federal buildings, assaulting the police
right.
offices, intimidating people, and I really put it back as a counterclaim. If somebody's going to accuse me, I said, who are you to tell me I'm anti-American just because I made that observation? I see that I believe people are going after the Trump voters, and they are trying to silence them.
I'm with you, Kathy. Everybody who did wrong should be prosecuted, whether you are Antifa or whether you're MAGA. And you know, now that I think about it, remember the when they were ripping down statues in the early summer? There was a Virginia state senator who was involved in it. They had videotape of her taking part in this destruction of public property, and she was arrested. But of course, those charges were dropped because, you know what? She's a Democrat. So, just let it slide. Just let it slide. Thanks for the call, Kathy. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their New Year's sale, but you need to act while you can. You can get the Thunderstorm air purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners with code word Howie. The Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. Supplies are limited, so this sale won't last much longer. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. It's gotten great reviews, including from Dr. Matt, who gave one to his son because his son had a very smelly cat, according to Dr. Matt, the house vet of the Howie Carr Show. If anyone knows about how to deal with odors or should know how to deal with odors from pets, it's Dr. Matt. And it's not just pet odor that the Thunderstorm deals with.
Is it great all over the house? I mean, if you've got a mudroom or a laundry room that tends to get a little smelly, you know, any of those places, that's where the Eden Pure Thunderstorm really shines. It can get rid of any odor in your house or really anywhere that you put it.
Kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp, musty smell in your basement from when it rains too much or when it doesn't rain. No filters are needed. I've seen much more expensive comparable units in doctor's offices and have asked myself, why didn't they just order the Thunderstorm? The Thunderstorm takes up no floor space and is quiet. Take advantage of this extended sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
781 says, should Congress impeach Trump next week for not attending the Biden inauguration so he could be impeached three times, kind of like winning the Triple Crown? 844-500-4242. So they appointed Eric Swalwell, who had an affair with a Chinese spy. He's still in the Congress. And what did he manage exactly? This was more like some kind of just a mob that gathered. And was anybody waving a noose in the House of Representatives demanding justice, immediate justice? Bring him out of the jail! Come on! What did he do? He said something we don't like. He said protest peacefully and patriotically. Get rid of him. I was scared. 844-500-4242. You think David Dorn was scared when the St. Louis police officer retired who was guarding the store during the looting and the rioting when he was shot down by a mob trying to loot a pawn shop? Do you think all the other people that were killed in the riots, were they scared? Did any Democrats, did Joe Biden say anything about those riots? Did Nancy Pelosi did say something about those riots. And Louie Gohmert quoted her, and now they want to string up Louie Gohmert in a high-tech lynching because he quoted Nancy Pelosi. They're so stupid, they don't realize he was quoting Nancy Pelosi. Let's play that cut one more time. The Gohmert cut.
I just don't even know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be. Sadly, the domestic enemies of our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in Congress of the United States.
Now they want to, they say, how dare Louie Gohmert say that? He doesn't know why there are more uprisings. That was Nancy Pelosi, daughter of Thomas D. D'Alessandro, who was investigated by the FBI.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
Where was the Twitter mob when she said that? Let's hear that one more time.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
I could go for hours, Howie. it's good to be on. Very nice to talk to you for a change.
Thanks.
Hey, you really want to hit some of these people in the pocket? Just shut Twitter and Facebook down. All these people sitting at home, they want to protest. They want to do something for the people. Go on your computer, shut the Facebook off, shut the Twitter off, and hit them in the pocket.
Well, I mean, they have been hit. Twitter's been hit in the pocket big time. I don't know what it did today, but the first 2 days of the week on the stock market, their capitalization was down $5 billion. I guess that means that Jack Dorsey won't be able to buy a razor anytime soon. Oh, that's right. He wasn't buying a razor even before the stock took a tumble. Yeah, it's again, I think most of us are going to check out of Twitter in the near future. Same with Amazon. Again, I'm gonna try to buy directly from the producers of the products that I used to buy on Amazon. I don't want to give Bezos any more money after what he's tried to do to Parler. I mean, he's tried to shut off an avenue of free speech, and he's a newspaper publisher. That makes the hypocrisy even more appalling. Thanks for the call, John. Tripp, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tripp.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I'm in the camp that says this whole impeachment thing is very absurd. I wanted to point out to you that the debate takes place in the House, and Donald Trump doesn't have an opportunity to speak on his behalf. The actual trial takes place in the Senate, which, according to the timing, would possibly occur after he's out of office. So what the heck's going to happen with that, Howie?
Right. Well, McConnell has already said he's not going to bring it up before the inauguration. So it's a totally moot point. It's absurd. He's going to be out of office. How can you throw someone out of office after he's already out of office? It's not possible, is it? All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.